Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, where everything goes and anything goes, and we do not censor and we do not cry, do all these type of things to shut people down. Sunday you had Scarlett going rampant on her thing, and she was going and saying what she has, and we let the floodgates open, and her fury came out and did everything, and we got a lot of responses to that, and we're happy to continue with that. But I think it's going to be my turn today. But before we get into that, I want to do just a couple of things I want to say. One is that one of the things I learned, you know, I used to preach about telling people, never give up, never give up, never give up. If you're having a bad day, if you're having things that, you know, things just not going your way for whatever reason it is, don't quit. Just take yourself, sometimes you need to take a break for a second and come back and do it. Sometimes you got to just pick yourself up and dust yourself off. You know, and it was a lousy day up until a point, and my coach and I were going back and forth, and was listening to what I was doing and saying, you know, slow down, do different things. But, you know, then towards just before the end of the day, I picked up and I closed a very big deal. And so it's a matter of patience, about persistence. It's a part of doing things. You never give up. And that doesn't matter where you are. You just never give up. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you continue to move forward. And that's a big lesson for everyone in our listening voices, whether it be in this country, in this location, or all over the world. All 122 nations that listen to us, all over. You don't give up on what you want to do. You don't give up on your dreams and your passions, your goals. That's number one. Number two is sometimes when we say things on the radio and we talk about subjects, we are telling the truth. And it does come back sooner or later. Even the worst of our enemies will come back and say, you know what, he's right. And that happened today. I believe it was today. In something we'll talk to you about. A few months back, we were talking about the consequences of going to a nursing home and who's responsible for paying and things of that nature. And we were doing that because Scarlett's mom went to a nursing home. We went through the whole rigmarole of actually filling out the paperwork with her and all that type of stuff. And they asked for financials. Yes, Social Security takes care of some of it. You know, the Social Security, Medicare stuff of Social Security, Medicaid, they take care of some of it, but they don't take care of all of it. You have to pre-qualify yourself based on the finances. And usually what happens is that in order to complete the course, because you're not living there for free, the American taxpayer is not going to be paying for your stay at a nursing home. What it is, you've got to pay for it some way. May it be through the coverage that you have, through Medicare, Medicaid insurance, and whatever's left over goes is taken by whatever the finances is. Usually you give up and surrender your Social Security, SSI, SSA, or Social Security, whatever you get has to be given to pay to help offset the cost. There is no ifs, ands, or buts of that. If you don't want to give that if you don't want to give up that money, don't want to give up the finances, you're not going to qualify for a nursing home. So that's the way it is. And that's in every state and every area. And that's how it is. And so finally, I like to thank, and I'll name him this time because in this case, he's right. I like to thank Dr. Steve Brandwine for coming across and thanking and confirming everything we had said about that. And when he explained to a certain individual exactly what we were talking about all along. And that's the process. And I'd like to thank him for coming clean and telling the truth. You know, we differ on a lot of different things, but that's one thing we are the same. And he knows the procedure. And I want to thank him for that. I also like to thank another individual for starting to question things. That doesn't make sense because I know she was in the medical field in some form. She actually graduated with FCC. She graduated with flying colors. She can read, I can tell you right now, she can read medical charts and all kinds of different things about the human body, the human body, all kinds of stuff. She's really good at that. Better than most doctors and nurses. And she's really, really good. And she started to question this guy. And I'd like to thank Ms. Jennifer Wyckoff for doing that right. And that's another one's coming across. Those two are starting to realize the facts and the truth. We are the truth. We are the truth that's out there, and we are the voice of the people. And I would like to welcome both of them to our fold. Thank you again. God bless you for scientists. Take a step back and see the trees before the forest. And welcome aboard. Now, before I bring on my co-host, Scarlett, what the hell is people doing there? You know, I'm going to tell you something. What happened in Nashville, Tennessee, was this enigma, Scarlett calls it enigma, this individual that parents, doctors, everything already said that she was mentally ill. The parents knew that she had a problem. They were trying to get her help. She refused the help. They should have institutionalized her. But the thing is, this person, it was brainwashed by a lot of different people. And and actually, according to several sources, including the New York Post, her manifesto is going to be released by the FBI in a day or two. We kind of have some ideas about it. There is a war right now by the enemies of the family unit, the so-called transgender people, which is sick. They're all mentally ill, every single one of them. It's either you're born with a penis you're male. If you're born with a vagina, you're female. There is nothing in between. If you think you are, get some psychiatric help, because there's no such thing. Start feeling comfortable in your skin. Do not listen to this stuff. We had the governor of Arizona, her press secretary, had to resign today because she's going to be arrested anyway, both of them eventually, because she said that if you're against transgender, you're going to be murdered. This is what Antifa is saying. And on the 31st, there's supposed to be the Transgender Action Day. Antifa and BLM and all the other radical terrorists are going to go out gunning for all these people, including Christian churches and everything else. This will be because we believe in two parents. We believe in male or female. We believe in two genders. They're out to cause violence. The only thing is, we're going to meet them with force. If they come after us, the coroner's office is going to be very busy, because we're not going to stand still and take it. These people are very mentally ill. They need to be institutionalized. Antifa's a terrorist organization. They need to be put in Gitmo. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. Treat them as treasonous and execute them all. That's how you get rid of this stuff. Now let me get to my introduce you to Scarlett. Scarlett, my co-host. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. I'm listening to the rain outside.
Yeah, it's supposed to be heavy rain for the next couple hours of blip.
You know what?
This whole
go after you situation is coming from a higher power. Somebody's giving the orders. These people don't think. They're robots.
No, it's
Obama. Somebody told the robots what to do. So who do you think is telling the robot? I would say
Obama.
Barack Obama. Yeah.
Obama is. Same thing with George Soros and the other garbage.
So my question is, what's Congress doing?
They're trying to designate. We got a little problem in White House, but they're trying to designate BLM and Antifa as terrorist organizations, and Pam have done.
What are they doing to stop them? What's the problem with the White House?
They're going against everything. They're going to, even if the law's passed, they're going to veto it. They don't give a rat's ass. They think it's normal to have hundreds
of
different genders.
They're part of the kill. What's happening with the crypto stuff? What's happening with the banks being the money? Because now it's coming out, truth it was, the money was stolen. So where did the money go?
No.
Why are they not doing, they're not getting answers from anybody?
No.
So what do we do?
We just got to continue doing state by state, and Florida is one of the good states.
I say Florida subpoenas those records.
Yeah.
The public information. Governor DeSantis isn't focused on anything but him running for president. The goof has lost his moral compass. He's not on his I don't even know who he is. He's not a person I knew. He's different. Okay? Somebody has his ear, and he's just listening and doing it. And he's failing the people of Florida. What people say.
That's true. By the way, we were talking, we were talking about the transgender murders in Tennessee that killed three 9-year-olds and three teachers.
There were four of them. There are four. Three of them were trans and one's a non-binary.
Right.
Okay.
But what I'm starting to say is that I did a podcast a couple of days ago right after it happened, And I did. It was a 9-minute podcast. It was a short one, but I went in and said they are mentally ill. They deserve to be until this line, all that stuff. But the point is that the headline was transgender murders six in Tennessee, including three children. And then I followed up with trans is a mental disease, and it is. But the thing is, Facebook gave me a warning and took it down.
Right.
But people listening to it anyway, because I had it in through social and I had locals and
right.
I had it in Twitter and all the other stuff.
Area.
Right.
Yes.
But the thing is that
you can't delete the truth. You can't.
Right. And that's number one. The other thing is that 24 hours later, everything I said in the podcast turned out to be factual. She is mentally ill.
Why don't you repost it? You should repost it and see what happens.
I'm not
going to
repost it. We're going to do another podcast on tomorrow.
Okay.
But the point tomorrow night. But the point is,
what?
I'm not going to. I'm not going to start to allow them to deter me from saying what I know is the truth.
No.
And we'll continue to do that.
No. Hold it, Elon Musk. Owns Twitter, right?
Yeah, and he went after.
Why are they putting Marjorie Taylor Greene's account frozen?
Because same situation. Except she's more famous than I am, so she said what she did, and talking about.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So he's
she
a liar
paused,
and a hypocrite.
She went after. Yeah, she went after the trans day of vengeance. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's freedom of speech. He is a liar and a hypocrite. He supports the criminals. So
we should
investigate all that. We should investigate his what's going on in his world. Because I bet you he's a player in there. Once a criminal, always a criminal. You always make mistakes. You always show your true colors. Always. That's true. Like Kevin McCarthy. He's a rhino.
By the way, it's not the gun. It's the mental illness. We got to stop with the bull crap.
How do guns kill people? Don't people kill people? I mean,
right.
Is a gun an artificial intelligence that operates on its own?
No, it's not an AI.
Okay. So then it's held in a hand, and somebody has to load the bullets and do whatever you got to do to it and shoot. So then it's a person operating the gun. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just a weapon. Just like
that's
a knife
it.
Or a scissor or a bow and arrow or an axe or whatever it is or a battle axe. Still a weapon. And somebody has to operate the weapon. So the left is nuts. They want to take the guns away because they want to cripple us down to nada. It is not going to happen, okay? Never going to surrender, ever. You people are in La La Land, you know?
Right.
I'm saying, you know what? Nobody's doing nothing. I think we took Congress, but there's a lot of bullshit being shelled around. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not fucked. We're just not we can't achieve it through DC. Sons of Liberty, rise up, patriots. It's time. This is our country. We the people, rise up. Take our country back. We don't need those political assholes because all they are is paycheck morons, okay? and they do a lot of yada yada, but they don't do
anything. By the way, just so you know, it's illegal for them to protest at family at homes of the chief of the justices in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile,
I know, but they didn't do anything. What was that taping thing with the Justice Department? What was that thing?
Visiting their home.
Okay, the person didn't even, did they release all those people in jail from J6?
Not yet.
So that's another lie. Okay, they lie. They don't give two shits about nothing or nobody because they are all wimps and pussies there. They are all paycheck. So I'm saying it again. Sons of Liberty, give me liberty or give me liberty, folks. It's our country. It's not theirs. We pay them. It's time to fire them. You know? They are all cons. Wake up, America. We're on our own. We are. This is our nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyway, on the April 1st, they're going to be the transgender people, the terrorists. A group behind Trans Day Avengers raised money for firearms training. Trans activists posed with firearms threatening Christians ahead of rally at U.S. Supreme Court. That's on April 1st. And they got trained.
Where is that taking place?
At the front of the Supreme Court.
Are we going to have anybody there defending our nation?
We're gonna have our own people there, and there's gonna be a war there.
What do they want at the Supreme Court?
What do they want at the Supreme Court? I don't know, because they're not gonna get anything. The transgender stuff is not in the Supreme Court yet.
So why are they at the Supreme Court?
They're gonna kill
the justices.
We don't know.
So we're not going to be there. These numbnuts in the head with weapons are going to be there, and they're what? They're going to just rush the Supreme Court and shoot them all? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, they better get some heavy duty security there.
They are.
You know, we need our military there. Okay. Bless you. And it's allergy season.
It's my allergy season, yeah.
You know?
No.
Do you disagree with me with the Sons of Liberty and being a patriot?
No. No, I don't disagree with you.
What's your suggestion on the making this happen?
Right now,
you don't hear Michael Rubio standing up. Guy's ballless. You don't hear.
We're standing up on that.
No, they're not.
I'm standing up. I don't know about them.
Who in this state is standing up against the buttheads?
Right now, the only ones I know that's been talking about this all along is DeSantis.
So the rest of the 49 states are totally what? Okay, I want to switch topics. Let's talk about Fetterman. What's with the Fetterman's gate?
He's still gone. He's still not around. He's got to the end of this month, which is on Friday, to actually do something. Otherwise, he's going to have to resign by law.
He's not going to resign. He's a hood.
Then they're going to, they'll kick him until he's fired. They already started the procedures to transition. So
where
his wife escaped to Canada. It's nowhere to be seen. His wife and kids.
Oh, please. No way.
Yeah, they're gone. His wife and kids are gone.
They're not in their home in PA.
No, no. I talked to somebody in Pennsylvania, not today, but yesterday, said that the governor there is announced that he's appointing, he's going to end up announcing a special election to replace Fetterman.
Well, I thought you said that Doug Mastriano was running.
Yeah,
Is he running with his wife, or is she left her home?
I don't know what he's doing with that, but we don't know yet what the story is at that point.
Okay, let's flip to another state. Let's talk about Carrie Lake being the governor, because they're counting the votes. Is that a correct
thought? She has enough votes to overturn the election. They already announced that. The press secretary for the governor, Hobbs, has resigned in disgrace, and she could be arrested any day.
What was Hobbs' job before she
Secretary of State?
Who's the new Secretary of State?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. This is through court orders, and he has no say about it. Carrie Lake will be governor in a couple weeks. I already told Christina that, based on the evidence that's coming on. But she may resign sooner than that because the press secretary that resigned today had indicated in an interview that Hobbs is going to resign too because of it. So it's just a matter of hours.
This is a woman who stole the election. This is small fries.
I know. So we got all that stuff going on.
So let's switch gears. Let's talk about Donald J. Trump, new president.
The grand jury has been suspended for at least a month, most likely for good.
That's what that is. That's a cool bunch of crap. Why isn't the case ended? Why is Bragg
all intents and purposes, it's over. It's just a formality now. They suspended it, and they told the grand jury people to go home and don't come back recently.
For something new. Hold it. Take a breath here. He's looking for something new.
No, actually, he's been arrested. He saw his way out. He's being disbarred. He's in the process of being disbarred, and his career is over. He knows why he's done. He won't be around in a month. That's why I say all types of purposes.
Why didn't they disband the grand jury?
They did. All intents and purposes, they suspended the grand jury for 30 days. By law, that's gone. They have to pick a new grand jury. It's over.
What happens now? You said April 3rd that he will be the new
According to the Supreme Court decision, he's supposed to get sworn in on the 3rd. We will know for sure on the 3rd. Because they're already ready. That's one of the reasons why the transgender people are protesting on the 1st.
You can't get rid of Biden.
Biden's being arrested today, by the next few days anyway, for treason. This guy says so many stupid things already. It's a joke.
Said, you know what? He's been saying stupid things his entire life.
I know.
It is an age.
No. It's just stupid.
Well, he's so good at it. He thinks the people love him and enjoy it. He has no idea what's going on out there. The puppet master, Obama, and George Soros are controlling stuff. With the creature from Jekyll Island. That creature from Jekyll Island made out like a banshee on the bank stuff. You know that.
Uh-huh.
All those families, they made out. What happened to the whole banking situation? It's all better? It was a way
Excuse
of the
me?
Dog. It was a way to cover up that they laundered the money into their pockets?
Probably.
Well, Ukraine, we do, according to people, we just gave more crap to Ukraine.
I think we should stop all payments to Ukraine until we get the actual audit of it.
Why isn't Congress doing their job?
Well, we're not. They suspended all money to Ukraine. Congress didn't forward any money, so there's no budget yet.
Who's printing the money?
We have no control over that.
Okay, well, who controls the Fed?
Yellen. Mostly independent.
Who is the oversight of her?
Biden. Why should I say the Biden, the president? We have no control over the Fed.
Is that how
it's
Wilson
fairly independent.
Did it? Is that how
what?
Wilson did it?
Yeah.
When Wilson...
They got a bunch of banks and stuff together, Rockefellers and Mellons and stuff, Crease of Checker Island. Read the book, you'll learn. But that's what that is. The biggest snake this world's ever seen.
Congress come out and freeze the Fed?
Because they don't have the power to do so.
They don't have the power to do a bill.
Not to that for that. It's independently. It's set up that way. You have to have a lot of these to go together. And it's not just this country.
But the more he prints, the more inflation goes up, the more prices rise.
Well, Congress does have the ability to stop the spending, and they did. There is no budget. There is no budget.
He's printing money.
We can't stop that. But we can stop it.
Making paper, making ink, and printing it.
There's no money being allocated to anything as at this point. That's what I'm telling you. And that's what I can tell you. And Yellen's not printing money because they know she even said that there is no money going around.
And bears don't shit in the woods, okay?
Well, there is no money going around. There is no money going to Ukraine. It stopped.
Okay.
All that stuff is stopped. Everything that we. Gail, there's no proof of money coming in. Gail, that has nothing to do with it. That's the inflation that you're seeing now is because of what happened 6 months ago. It's called the futures market. The futures market dictates what's going on. That's it.
Okay.
All right? You got to start.
What's inflation at now? 15%?
6%.
6%. Okay, 6%. 16%. Talk about reality. Okay?
6%
on
the paper.
I just saw 5-something in the bank. I just saw to do a CD or an IRA or whatever the hell that shit is. 5% something.
Okay. That's rate interest rate. They raise interest rates. Two things are happening right now. They're not spending. Congress has stopped any money going out, and there is no budget. It's going to we got to choose something for a budget, and it's because to raise the ceiling, and they're not. So that's the end of that. And the interest rates going up. That's going to crash the economy.
You forgot something. There's an important aspect here that we're not talking about. All
what?
The illegals that are here, somebody's giving them money.
Nobody's giving them money. The courts ruled in favor of what the Trump policies, and they're working themselves out. All right?
They're not getting anything.
Not in Florida, not in Texas, not anywhere. Not even in New York they stopped.
Okay.
They took them out of the hotels in New York and put them in tents. In the parking lot.
Somebody's got to feed them and clothe them.
That's whatever. They're going. Some of them are being flying. Some of them are running back into Mexico. They get better service there.
We've got shit here with tents.
But we're doing good here in the state, and we're working, and any illegals we're supporting, and then we're flying them back into the country. Oh. And that's what we're doing.
What about all the ones in their little tents?
All the ones that what?
In their tents.
They're eventually moving out to the country they came from because they found out they're not getting the freebies anymore.
Even Trump knows that it's a very big problem with people living on the streets in tents. They don't shower.
Yes, we know that.
They're living like...
We know somebody that don't take showers in nursing homes. You know, not everybody takes showers. We know someone that doesn't take a shower in a nursing home or at home.
You don't need it. It's just common cleanliness.
Yeah, I know, but some people don't care.
Showering every day and brushing your teeth and washing your hair and keeping your nails clean. When I went to school when I was young, and say elementary, and you had to go to school with your nails clean. They used to check. I mean,
I remember that.
This is real reality. Okay? I'll give you one thing. All those children that are here that are not American shouldn't be allowed in our American schools. Heartless. Go home. Families go home. Take your children home. So you're saying to me, once the well dries up, they're all going to leave. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm saying that the schools need to. I got a better one. Right now, this is from the head of the teachers union, the fellow teachers union stuff. She said, thanks to people, thanks to the red states, the teachers union is no more. That they're going to be out of business by next year because they're losing all of the pressures. That they said that the public school system will be dead because of what DeSantis and other states are doing. In the state of Florida, as of right now, anyone can get a voucher and take their kid to any school of their choice to get this thing, and the schools cannot stop them.
How many illegals are in school?
None. They got to do birth certificates. In
okay.
the state of Florida, you have to have a birth certificate to go to school.
And the biggest teachers union is in Chicago.
They're in trouble there between the crime and everything else. And the new mayor that's going to be next week or the week after, whenever that election day is, already said it's going to be this guy. I can't think of his name, but it's not the left wing. It's the conservative. He's going to win big. He won by 20 points over the next and second
know.
President. And he already announced.
How long it's going to take them to assassinate that poor person?
No, it's not, because we are, as a group, are keeping him secure. We got the team there.
Okay.
We got to keep him secure. All right? So that's a good thing. By the way, the Senate just repealed the Iraq War Authorization Act after 20 years after the start of the Iraq War. As part of its effort to reset its war powers over the president. What they did was just stripped Biden from all war powers and start telling him to stop, and we stopped sending anything to Ukraine.
Forget Ukraine. Look what's going on with China and
yeah,
Russia
we're working on China.
And Iran
we're working
and
on China.
The Saudis. Okay? You got four nations here, which is very scary. Okay? And Biden is the one who made this collective come together, or Obama, whichever it is. Okay.
By the way, Matt Gaetz grilled your favorite general, Milli Vanilli.
What about
drag
yeah,
shows?
Did, huh?
Drag shows and racism, and Milli committed under oath that he's ending the drag queen story hour on U.S. military bases.
Yeah. Milli does what he's told. He's another puppet.
Yeah.
That man talks a lot of bullshit. Sorry, Joseph.
And our friend Mike Crispy says for school choice, we are done forcing our children to go to class where transgender ideology is perpetrated. And I ask everybody to sign the petition for America's Federation for Children's sake, give parents a say in their children's education.
How do we help children if parents are just stupid?
Get them out of take the kids away from those stupid parents.
Take the parents away from every child.
There's millions of people that want to adopt kids.
The governor needs to institute a law that says if these people do anything bad to their child or anything within the environment on trans, they get the death penalty. You want to see how fast parents will stop doing being stupid? And they have to be parents. You have to bully on them. Because there's no excuse for somebody to be that stupid. Then don't have children, okay? Sheesh. Or give them up for adoption. There are a lot of loving homes out there that actually have a brain, you know? It's not hard to raise a child. It's love and caring and having a mind and thinking and common sense.
Yeah, but you also got, that's if you see, the problem with that is if your parents are left-wing dingbats, are communists, it's very hard to bring up a child once you become a parent because you got that ideology that will destroy the parent.
Hold it. Let's look at you and I, both sides. Well, your mother was a left-wing dingbat. Yes.
Not when I was being brought up. She and my father were pretty right wing at the time. It's just when she moved down to Boulder.
My parents were. Don't tell me they weren't. They weren't because they were. Okay. But
they're Democratic Party. Okay, they're
old
school. They're Democratic. Their Democratic Party back in the day when the Democrats were Democrats. It's a lot different than the Democrats of today. The Democrats of today is the Communist Party. The Democrats when your parents were around is more like the Democrat of FDR and JFK and Mayor Koch and
Harry Truman,
stuff like that. Those are Democrats. A lot of today's Republicans are like the Democratic Party of yesterday. Look.
We have 20 years for all these people to switch over, because they're already 6 feet under in the head, the adults, that have no brain whatsoever. But the children are different, and we need transparency in school. We need cameras in school. We need to see what's going on in each classroom and how they're speaking and what they're doing, and no, because we need to protect the babies.
I think the parental rights. I think the parental rights law that we have here in Florida, now it's being extended all the way to high school, is the right way to go. A lot of other people are doing around the country. I don't support the national one because I think it's a state rights issue.
If you're in the classroom and the door's shut, how are we going to know what they are spewing?
Because they're going to have cameras in there. Parents could go into the classroom anytime and say it's watch the kids being taught, and that's what it used to be that way.
Every day to make sure that these idiots are not spewing their bullshit.
And that's what's very important. So it used to be that way.
It is important. Somebody has to protect our babies. It is very important.
So that's why parental rights laws by the way, for you idiots on the left, there's no such thing as don't say gay. It's not in any bill. What they're so afraid of, the left, is that the indoctrination recruitment is being taken out.
If you can't say that they're gay, what do they want to be called? Faggots? Assholes? Enigmas?
First of all, kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, all the way up to seventh, eighth grade. They're not gay. They're not anything. They're just boys and girls growing up.
They're weird about words, okay? They're so insecure and their heads up their ass. They don't know which is left or right. So right. What do they want to be called?
Not they should be called a boy and a girl and leave it at that. Let you get comfortable in the skin that she's born in.
Their name is Thomas or Jerry or Lucy or Barbara. Doesn't that make sense? Who cares who you're having sex with? That is so unimportant. Why?
And besides, who the hell what kindergarten kids having sex? What third grade kids having sex? You shouldn't be. You should be those kids only care about playing and doing things.
When they're little, they're hanging out. They like to show each other what each got. This is what I got. This is what you got. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Who cares?
It's just curiosity.
Right, and let them be curious, but don't brainwash them. That's the thing, because that's what they're trying to do. The left is trying to... The idea is to destroy the American family.
And they don't have erections, and they don't have anything. They're just little kids.
Right.
Let them be
all the left is trying to do, people like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the Democrats and the Communists and Socialists want to do is to destroy the values and morals and the moral compass of individuals that break up the American family.
They never had that love. They never had the love and the security and the tenderness. You know what I'm talking about?
Or they have parents that fuck their lives up by abusing them physically, mentally, or sexually.
Right. So they believe that, fuck, I didn't have shit life. Well, everybody else should have a fucking shit life. You know
that's
what I
why
mean?
Growing
like
up. That's why you bring up a child. You bring up a child in a neighborhood that's conducive to that will be that's a perfect environment to grow and have a life.
Obama is so jealous. He's a 2-year-old in the head. He's so jealous because he grew up in shit. His parents didn't want him. He didn't. And then this guy got a hold of him and manipulated his mind and indoctrinated him.
Yeah, this communist out of the way.
Like the Manchurian candidate, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he hates himself and because he didn't have the two-parent household of parents raising him and loving him and making him feel great. He didn't have it. He was dumped on his grandparents, okay? And he was a lost person. He didn't have all that. And so now today, he's so messed up in the head. He don't know which way is up and which is down. But he likes the power and the money because he didn't have that when he was little. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
And he wants everybody to feel like shit because he felt like shit. And now I'm king. I ain't shit no more. And he don't have the respect he wants because, you know what? You have to earn it. And he is just a miserable, unhappy human being who wants to destroy people in their lives. Because he has no idea what love is. That reminds you of somebody?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're running down on time. By the way, the one thing you're reminding of is, when it's hard to understand somebody when that individual kind of loves his nurse more than he loves his wife and expresses himself with all these so-called women he had and everything else and right in the face of his wife.
You
at the same time, he doesn't
that?
Give a damn. He doesn't care. He really doesn't care. First of all, we want to be honest in everything, and we are the truth. He cares more about himself than he cares about anyone else, and he's proven that over and over and over again.
He grew up in a loving home.
Except that he tried to kill everybody in that home.
Two-parent home with brothers and sisters.
He tried to kill everyone in that household.
And that why? That's
because,
why?
Because his biological, he was adopted, by the way. His biological mother had some kind
matter.
Of problem.
My cousin was adopted, okay, by my aunt and uncle. She couldn't conceive. And she adopted a girl, and she raised her. She turned out beautiful. Okay, love
There's
it.
A lot of people that do that.
Wedding.
But
okay,
this guy.
She married. She had children. She has grandchildren. Her children are a huge success. Okay,
you know,
that's ridiculous. That's
but
ridiculous.
You know, but just whoever went on up and down his life, he created the scenarios, every one of them, and then he blames everybody else under the sun for it. But he
I
got caught
now. I believe that his mother loved him. I don't know what age that he was adopted. Was he was small?
A little kid.
He was a baby.
Yeah, it's a
little
kid. Yeah.
2 years
but the
old?
Point, maybe smaller than that, I don't know. But the point is, the point is that in his environment, whenever they tried to help, his mother should have kept him in the mental institution. It would have been better for a lot of people, and a lot of lives would have been saved and stuff. But this, I'm going to be honest with you. In his case, I'm going to say something that really will blow people's mind. There was nobody innocent in that case that he was involved with. His so-called victim is so far gone mentally, too. They both have mental health issues that should never have been in the situation. She's just as bad
but
as he is in a lot of different ways.
But everybody that surrounds him has mental health issues.
And that's a part that tells you, but he creates a lot of the environment, the animosity around him. And that's a problem,
but no
too.
No one owes him anything.
No, but he thinks the world owes him.
But he makes it happen. He has brilliant talent.
I know
Why
he does. He writes great.
That?
Because maybe, I think it has to do with, if he starts writing and making money off his writings or his art, and he's great
but
at both.
He could be a multimillionaire just from his talent.
I know
it's
that, but he, every time he tried to do something like that,
he
refused to go that
route.
He writes good. His writings are great.
His art is gorgeous. His writings are beautiful. And he didn't want to hear. It would have sold. It would have made tons.
No, he didn't want to do that.
It does now.
He
You don't need the government to take care of you.
Yeah, but that's what he believed in. That's what the left wing think about. Same, you know,
but
he had the talents.
Doesn't believe that.
No, his mother's the opposite. But
his mother's a capitalist.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is that he showed more caring and loving to his nurse than he does to his wife, and that's what that is.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
And the reason why he doesn't have to nurse in the first place is because he created the scenario or situation
you know
that she cannot work
have,
with him.
Okay, I'll tell you something. His nurse is not special needs.
No.
She's mainstream, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is special needs who has no way of expressing that deep emotion.
Right.
Nothing
she has to be.
Her.
She has to. She
so
has to,
he
she has
wants
to feel
that deep emotion. Don't you understand?
Right. Yeah. And she, yeah.
You
and
see,
she cannot, yeah, and the nurse cannot give it to him because it's against the articles of her job. She cannot express that stuff. When she starts, shows
she
that type of emotion,
him.
She has to leave.
Sure
and that's the cause of the problem.
It made him feel good. It made him feel special.
Right.
Nothing wrong with feeling special.
No. But she crossed the line of an obligation as a nurse, and that's what caused her problems.
He should have married somebody mainstream.
Yeah. But his anger issues. Because the reason why that wouldn't happen is because of his anger issues.
It would have
probably would have. Yeah, I know.
It would have gone deep inside in the belly and gone and it would have dimmed.
But instead, he married this beautiful young lady who has mental health issues of her own, and he cut her. He basically destroyed the mindset of her, the confidence in her to try, because she wanted to please him in every which way, but he dictates a lot. And because of that, and every time she does something wrong or something happens, instead of comforting her, he attacks her, like the time with the wallet. But the thing is, and that undercuts her self-esteem and confidence in herself. And that's what caused her to finally acquiesce. And so it makes it, yeah, she's so sad.
Well, if the brother didn't kill the mother, this would have never been going on.
Right. She would have been living with where she is now, and he would have been someplace else, and she would have been better off. She would have been better off.
But it didn't happen that way,
so. No. But anyway, the good thing is that she's going to get healthy. She'll get healthy when things are done.
God will figure it out.
Right. Anyway, we're down to the last couple minutes.
I wish everybody well. No insultment here. Only spoke the truth. Be back on Sunday. Hey, maybe something will really happen. Somebody will do something. Who knows? It might excite me to say it.
Yeah.
This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless all. Have a great night. Enjoy. Bye.
Also, I would like to announce that tomorrow's opening day for the baseball season. The Mets are playing the Marlins down here in what they call Low Depot Park, which is really Marlins Park. It starts a 4 o'clock game. If you want to go down to Hialeah to watch the games, it's Miami, but it's actually Hialeah, exit 3 on 985, and then you go down to the stadium, follow through. Been there plenty of times. Yankees also play tomorrow. That's at 1 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. So opening day tomorrow, and baseball season starts. It's going to be interesting. They have bigger bases, easy to steal. Things, other there were timing on the pitches and stuff like that. You'll see the difference. And so it'll be interesting. I would like to thank everybody again for listening across the world. Never give up. That's the key. Just never give up. Fight for what's right and always win in the end. God loves you all. Have a very blessed day and God bless America. And here we go.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.